Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Eliza Hussman Gaines. Hello, Eliza.
Hello.
For those who don't know, Eliza is the publisher of the Jefferson City News Tribune. She's based out of Little Rock, Arkansas, but her family is instrumental in running and owning Waco Media, which is our parent company. So Eliza was visiting Jefferson City, and we had the opportunity to sit down with her, and so we're going to take it and just talk a little bit about journalism. She's got a great background in journalism, so let's talk about that a little bit. Put your chops out there. What have you done?
Sure. So I got my master's in mass communication from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and my focus was business and media. And after that, I worked as a travel writer in San Francisco for 1 year, which was really fun and, you know, enjoyable, but I also learned a lot. It was the Chronicle, and they had just gone from a 6-person travel department to 2. So it was the editor and me, who was 22 years old, right out of school, and I was an English major. So I did that for a year and just learned so much about the newspaper industry, even more than I had because, you know, I'd grown up working in the newspaper, interning at our family newspaper and learning a lot that way. But this was a much bigger one, obviously.
Oh, sure.
It was interesting to see a different sort of way that other newspapers operated, and maybe not the way I would run my newspaper necessarily. I mean, I think that smaller, more family feel and really investing in your newsroom, whereas they were majorly cutting it, and seeing that from the inside was, I wouldn't say depressing, but it was very eye-opening to me.
Well, it's heartbreaking for a 22-year-old, right?
It was.
That's your future, right?
Right. And I was, you know, thinking about journalism school and the future of our business. And I came in and it was sad.
Yeah.
But I did have a great experience and a great editor, and I really did learn a lot. So after that, I went to journalism school for 2 years, had an amazing experience there, learned so much both about business and in media and journalism and where I wanted to take my career. And then I started working as an editor in Hot Springs, one of our smaller newspapers. And I was young, you know, I was 24. But again, one of those experiences where I was kind of thrown into it and really had to pick it up fast and had a lot of support there. I was only there a year because I got pregnant with my first child. Mm-hmm. And after that, I worked in audience development and became editor. The day before COVID hit Arkansas, or, you know, I mean, of course it was there, but we had our first case. Actually, it was a couple days after our first case. So it was the 14th was our first case in Arkansas. Mm. And then we had to send everybody home on the 17th, which is when I started. I just thought, you know, if we don't have any journalists, we can't function, obviously, as a newspaper. We can't put a paper out if everybody's sick. And, and obviously, their health and well-being was foremost in my mind.
Sure.
Another experience where it was a baptism by fire. I mean, really learning how to manage a newsroom remotely. There was no one in the newsroom except for the designers who had to be there because of their, you know, machines. And, you know, also a pandemic and trying to take care of my family, my little kids, and worrying about my parents and everybody else. And then also trying to be a leader and manage people and figure out how in the world we are going to cover this pandemic.
You kind of had to make the rules up as you go,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. I mean, it really changed the industry, just how you work with reporters, how reporters work with their sources. It just became a huge challenge. Well, I got to ask, so what's your favorite story? Did you get to travel a lot when you were doing your travel beat? So favorite location and favorite story.
I felt so lucky to have that job. Yeah. I mean, truly, it was an unbelievable experience. I mainly traveled up and down California, covering some smaller towns that were amazing that a lot of people didn't, you know, maybe didn't know about. I also got to go to Nice, France, and the French Riviera. And then I was able to go to Cork, Ireland, which was really interesting, an interesting place to be.
Yeah.
I think my favorite had to have been Nice and Cork. I went, it was the same trip. My editor wanted to do a piece on packing light for traveling internationally. And so the cover photo was me sitting in a carry-on suitcase. Like, I mean, my body was in it, like folded up. I mean, I was sitting up straight, but my legs were crossed. And then it was how I did it and, you know, what tricks I used. And then I wrote about, I just kind of picked up my bag and I was running up the stairs of our B&B and my sister was like dragging hers, you know, big, heavy, sweating. And I was like, You know, should have packed lighter. And just the experience there was really fun.
Yeah. I'm going to have to find that copy.
Please don't.
Okay. So obviously your family has a history of newspapers. How many generations of Hussmans have been involved in newspapers?
So I'm fourth generation.
Okay. Obviously, your family has an understanding of the importance of newspapers in the community. Kind of share with our listeners what your perspective of that is.
We've had newspapers since 1909, when my grandfather bought a newspaper on his honeymoon in Texarkana, Arkansas. From there, we just bought more newspapers, and it just became a part of the community and just known for having a really solid local newspaper. Mm-hmm. And then what has gone through all of these generations is putting readers first. Mm-hmm. That is the main thing. You know, obviously you have to make a profit, but the way you do that mm-hmm. is putting readers first.
Well, and I will tell you, I've been with Waco for about 15 years. It'll be 15 years this November. And that's what attracted me to it mm-hmm. because that runs counter to most media companies in the world today, especially in the United States. And I think they're understanding the wisdom of when you put readers first, everything else will fall into line.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly right.
And so
yes.
that's what I really appreciate your family for, that vision and the willingness to live by it every day. And
right.
Certainly the Jefferson City community has been blessed by that. As a fellow journalist, we all have friends in other places where they have gone through layoffs. They've gone mm-hmm. through reducing the size of newsrooms. And that's what attracts me to Waco is they invest in their newsrooms,
yes.
right? Because they recognize newspapers should be a reflection of the community.
Journalism is the product,
right?
Right? The platform is not the product.
Right.
It's the journalism. So if you're not investing in your newsroom, you're not serving your readers.
Yep.
And you're not serving your advertisers.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that there are a lot of folks that they may not pick up a paper copy anymore. They're consuming news differently. And I think that's the challenge the industry faces is we have a core readership that's older that, you know, my father's 85 and he loves to hold that paper product in his mm-hmm. hand and that everything else is foreign to him. And so let's talk a little bit about how Waco is trying to address the changing consumption of news.
I think something that we have done that has really helped with converting people to the digital format is having that replica edition or that e-edition where it does look like it's the same format of a newspaper. So if you can't get your hands on a physical paper, you can still see a front page. It's mm-hmm. not like a website where it's you have no idea where to even start.
Right.
But these are the most important things happening in the world and you know nationally and in your state and then locally. It's on that front page and you can really get a good feel for what the newspaper feels you should know as mm-hmm. a reader. So I think that has been very important digitally. And then you have to find how to serve different audiences on different platforms because some people, they may not have time to sit down and read the newspaper mm-hmm. in the morning. They may want to have it come throughout the day and they may want a newsletter or they may want a push alert. I mean, it's really getting to know who's coming to your website or who your audiences are and then serving them the best way that you can.
The advantage of that, too, is it really opens up the ability to tell stories different ways through
yes,
videos,
absolutely,
through photo galleries, through documents. I mean, just being able to embed documents, if there's legislation or some contract you want to
yes.
look at it yourself, that's the role of a newspaper to bring that information to your doorstep or your phone, right?
Absolutely. Being able to give readers even more context than just the text,
yeah.
you know, just being able to add video or photo or, like you said, a map or a document. I never want a reader to come to our website and read a story, have to Google something after.
Yeah.
You should have all the information right there, whether it's those things we just said or if it's linking back to a previous story that has more context and more information.
Yeah. Well, and to me, that's why I think you and I both are very bullish on newspapers, right? I think that's a fair
yes.
statement. It always caused me heartburn and I actually had a legislator once say, well, you know, newspapers were important back when they're buggies and whips, right? Clearly has not read a Waco newspaper recently, right?
Yes.
And I think that's the thing that I really appreciate is that it's an evolving industry. So for anyone who's considering journalism,
yes.
you know, a young Eliza Hussman Gaines that may be out there, what would you say to them as to why journalism is a good profession to be in and what encouragement would you have for them?
This generation, this next generation, is so involved socially with social activism and really involved in their community. And they really care about the issues and they're very vocal. And while we don't want activism in our newspapers, we want it to be, you know, fair. What you can write can make a difference. It can change laws. It can change lives. It can maybe change somebody's mind about an issue. So what you uncover and who you hold accountable and what you're writing about can really make a difference in people's lives.
All right. Eliza, thank you for stopping by and joining us today for this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.